Bonjour. My name is Monty Harper. I am an informal science educator and a songwriter for children. My new CD for learners age 8 and up is called Songs from the Science Frontier. The songs on this CD grew out of real scientific research happening right here in my hometown, Stillwater, Oklahoma, USA. My hope is that these songs will inspire young listeners to take an interest in science. I want to thank Jean-Michel for allowing you this chance to hear my songs. If you like what you hear, you can order your own copy of Songs from the Science Frontier on CD or as a digital download at cdbaby.com/MontyHarper7. That's cdbaby.com/MontyHarper7, or look up Monty Harper on iTunes. And now I give you Songs from the Science Frontier.
Do you look upon the universe with wonder in your eyes? Do you tingle with attention when you're taken by surprise? If a problem should perplex you, does it put your brain in gear? Then you're ready for adventure on the science frontier. The science frontier. The science frontier. You can always be a pioneer on the science frontier. All our continents are mapped and all our shipping lanes are known, so our planet doesn't want another Ponce de Leon. But we do need great explorers with the strength to persevere, blazing off in new directions through the science frontier. The science frontier. The science frontier. Can always be a pioneer on the science frontier. Beyond the reach of scientific law, you'll find a land of untamed facts and rogue phenomena. Dark matter and dark energy, entanglement of light, pluripotent stem cells, the origins of life, cancer-fighting nanobots, magnetic monopoles, extremophile biology, the centers of black holes, genomics, climatology, the rise of humankind, informatics, wind energy, the nature of the mind. And for every mountain conquered, brand new vistas will appear. May we never see the boundary of the science frontier. The science frontier. The science frontier. You can always be a pioneer on the science frontier. The science frontier. pathogenic enzyme to the virus is vital. So they're seeking an inhibitor to keep that thing idle. And trial after trial makes their brains a little weary, just looking for the chance to raise that $1 million query. What is the shape of the molecule? The protein molecule in question. Acid chain, every biologist knows that's how the process goes. And when the protein is assembled, its contents are plain. But nature plays her trick, and she is oh so quick. It is impossible to follow her with any success. Each protein twists and folds until the form it holds becomes a complicated structure that we cannot guess. That's why we need to use tools to figure out the shapes of these molecules. An X-ray crystallographer has tricks she applies to isolate a protein and make it crystallize. She puts the protein crystal in an X-ray apparatus. A pattern of reflections forms beyond the crystal ladders. Computers do the math based on the way the X-rays scatter. That's one technique for getting at this $1 million matter. What is the shape of the molecule? The protein molecule in question. We need the shape of the molecule to understand how it works. Acrocanthosaurus buried underneath the ground. 120 million years you waited to be found. Your bones reveal the tale of claws that would impale and jaws that would avail a predatory carnivore. Still you keep your secrets, my Oklahoma dinosaur. With your vertebrae so unique, a scientific mystery, they give you your mystique. Like dominoes in a row, were they more than just for show? We'd very much like to know what you evolved to grow them for. Still you keep your secrets, my Oklahoma. Swing your mighty tailbone, snap your toothy jaws, stomp your plodding foot bone, spring your sharpened claws, shake your spiny backbone, sing your lonesome roar. Acrocanthosaurus, with your headdress down your spine, we formed a few hypotheses about your cool design. Maybe it kept you warm, maybe it made you strong. Maybe we're right or wrong, but we'll continue to explore. As long as you keep your secrets, my Oklahoma dinosaur. Jaws. Stomp your plodding foot bone, spring your bacteria that seem to do no harm. But then a secret message signals them to form a biofilm, and they organize a syndicate, invincible and poisonous, and none can stop their deadly tricks. None but the super scientist. Go, super scientist, go. Are her powers. She never needs to use a fist when facing down a nemesis. She punches by hypothesis. She is super scientist. Go, super scientist, go. Break that code. Go, super scientist, go. Test takes 6 months to do. Dedication, perseverance, and patience see her through. Go, super scientist, go. Break that code. Go, super scientist, go. Find your answers. Scientists go. Once he took a submarine to an undersea ravine to explore a hydrothermal vent. Life had never yet been found in the place he poked around near the superheated effluent. Yet there were some critters there, gladly munching on the fare in the sulfurous cafeteria. He took them home to his retreat, but they died without their heat. They were thermophilic bacteria. He's a exploring the great unknown. He's a microbe hunter, yes he is. Adding brand new branches to the tree of life, mighty different from our own. He was good and lost on the Russian permafrost, where there ain't no trees nor herbivores. With a tubular device, he dug down into the ice, and he pulled up ancient sample cores. In the unforgiving cold, frozen life had taken hold. The oldest bugs in Siberia. He tried to take them back, but they melted in his pack. They were cryophilic bacteria. He's a microbe hunter. Exploring the grave. from our own. Well, he went for a fling to the Zotertone Spring on an Oklahoma mountainside. It was such a crazy brew that the critters that it grew were incredibly distinct and rarefied. We can be assured the excitement they stirred was more than mere hysteria, for the NSF sent in one enormous check to isolate the new bacteria. He's a microbe hunter, exploring the great unknown. He's a microbe hunter, yes indeed, adding brand new branches to the tree of life, mighty different from our own. From their RNA, he could tell you right away if the critters he's caught are novelties. If they've never been seen, he will sequence every gene, finding clues to what puts them at their ease. In the culture dish, he'll try and grant their every wish, meeting metabolic criteria. And if the bugger's up and die, he'll take another try till he grows the new bacteria. He's a microbe hunter, exploring.
Trapping in Mozambique, it really wouldn't bring back the knowledge we seek. And so the Batman labors in his lab all day, analyzing DNA. 'Cause he's a Batman, yeah, he's a Batman, working on the mystery of life's history. Yeah, he's a Batman. Bat-body's built bones, don't fossilize very well, and many kinds of bats look exactly alike, so just by peeping at them we can't tell. But deep in every cell there are molecular clues, a record of change that the Batman can use. And when the Batman sees a difference in a couple of genes, he knows just what that means. 'Cause he's a Batman, yeah, he's a Batman, working on the mystery of life's history. Yeah, he's a Batman. Some genes change every generation, older genes show very little variation. Genomes are like a kind of history book. The trick is learning where to look. Around the world, thousands of biologists are working in a similar vein, each one checking out a different niche, every species under every domain. And with molecular clues, new contributions arrive to this planet-sized puzzle we call the Tree of Life. And when we put it all together, think of what that's worth, we'll know the history of life on Earth. Yeah, we will, we'll know the history of life on Earth. Thank you to the Batman, yeah, he's a Batman, working on the mystery of life's history. Yeah, he's a Batman. Baby's in the high chair, her food is on the floor. She's testing a hypothesis, and she needs to know more.
central stick, she predicts. Round and green will bounce like a ball. Her carrots and peas fly one by one until the outcome becomes predictable. We are born to do science. A baby can do it and so can you. Throws her cup, it makes a happy clatter, and her daddy picks it up.
Thank you.
How can she make him do that again? The need for data is evident. She giggles with anticipation as she launches her new experiment.
Come on, Daddy, pick up the cup.
Maybe if I cry, I, we are born to do science. A baby can do it and so can you. We are born to do science. Just figuring out what's true. Human beings are wired to investigate. Baby's brain will calculate, analyze and formulate. That's why she tries to crawl into her mama's tote, play with a TV remote. Find out if car keys float, it's what we're all about. We love to figure it out. We are born to do science. A baby can do it and so can you. We are born to do science. Just figuring out what's true. Born to do science. Born to do science.
Molecular eye.
I spy with my tiny eye. My molecular. killer eye. My molecular eye. My molecular eye. My mother says she thinks I probably ought to stop talking to my very best friend. She says it stresses me out, she calls it co-rumination. I told her that I really couldn't see how it could hurt me to be talking to a friend. In fact, it makes me feel good, I call it someone to listen. Said one of us may be right. Good old science will shed some light. It's not fair when your mother is a scientist. It's even worse when your mother is a developmental psychologist. We never have a normal argument, 'cause she'll just run an experiment. She gathers up data and evidence, and whoever comes to my defense. Is not fair when your mother is a scientist. My mother ran a study using pairs of volunteers she put in two different groups. The controls did a task, the others did co-rumination. She took before and after samples spit from each participant in each of the groups to measure cortisol scores, 'cause that's a stress indication. When the cortisol charts came back from the lab, all I could say was, "Bang, dab." It's not fair when your mother is a scientist. It's even worse when your mother is a developmental psychologist. We never have a normal argument, 'cause she'll just run an experiment. She gathers up data and evidence, and whoever comes to my defense. Is not fair when your mother is a scientist. But Mom, I told her, you know you haven't proven a thing. Your study isn't published, it hasn't been reviewed by your peers.
It hasn't been peer-reviewed.
You can't say for certain if co-rumination is a cause of stress. Your results have not been duplicated, and that could take many years. Mom said it's not fair when your kiddo knows about scientists. It's even worse when your kiddo is a teenage know-it-all smarty pants. I never win a single argument, 'cause even when I run an experiment and gather up data and evidence, my kid still invents some brilliant defense. It's not fair when your kiddo knows about scientists. Well, it's not fair when your mother is a scientist. No fair, no fair, no fair. This is the sun shining down on Earth. This is the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the air rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the wind blowing in beneath the air rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the rotor spinning in the wind blowing in beneath the air rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the generator running on the rotor spinning in the wind blowing in. the lamp I lit with electricity flowing from the generator, running on the rotor, spinning in the wind, blowing in beneath the air, rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the book I'm reading in the light from the lamp I lit with electricity flowing from the generator. Of the book I'm reading in the light from the lamp I lit with electricity flowing from the generator, running on the rotor, spinning in the wind, blowing in beneath the air, rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the sun shining down on Earth is the title of the book I'm reading in the light from the lamp I lit with electricity flowing from the generator, running on the rotor, spinning in the wind, blowing in beneath the air, rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth.
Once
Behold the Oklahoma plain, planted with a single strain, a blanket spun from golden grain, a trillion stalks of wheat. On every stalk, a perfect head, the kernels keep the combines fed, then off to manufacture bread, so everyone can eat. Ain't it beautiful? Ain't it clever? Ain't it just about the best news ever? A farmer feeds a nation's needs when man and nature work together. About a half a world away, an Afghan farmer starts his day. He swings a scythe to cut his hay, he threshes it by hand. He grows a mix of wheat out here, and when the weather turns austere, a strain or two may persevere, enough to meet demand. Ain't it beautiful? Ain't it clever? Ain't it just about the best news ever? A farmer feeds a family's needs when man and nature work together. Back in Oklahoma, disaster in the fields. Farmers ponder pesticides while Russian aphids cut their yields, but scientists have a weapon to help us fight this pest. The USDA Wheat Gene Bank has more than 15,000 types to test. And they find resistance built right in to a plant from our Afghan farmer friend. They cross it with our own and spin a strain that can't be beat. And so the Oklahoma plain ripples proudly once again. A blanket spun from golden grain, a trillion stalks of wheat. Ain't it beautiful? Ain't it clever? Ain't it just about the best news ever? Science feeds our global needs when man and nature work together. Ain't it beautiful? Ain't it clever? Ain't it just about the best news ever? How science feeds our global needs when man and nature work together. Ain't it beautiful? Ain't it clever? Ain't it just about the best news ever?
You have been listening to Songs from the Science Frontier, the new CD by Monty Harper, that's me, generously brought to you by the Skepticism Scientifique podcast. You can purchase the CD or download individual songs at cdbaby.com/MontyHarper7, or you can look up Monty Harper on iTunes, or visit my website, MontyHarper.com, MontyHarper.com. Merci beaucoup.